This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Take a deep breath, y'all. Because after this opening, you might not want to breathe at all. I know. This is like... You're starting us off with some doom and gloom here, Super Don. I don't know. This is like, we want to do happy story. I know you've saved a happy story for later in the show, so at least you'll redeem yourself. But right out of the gate, I'm calling, dude, why do you want me to go there right now? Everybody needs to breathe freely and easily. I don't want to add to the anxiety. I want to chill people out. I took my CBD right before going to air. All is right with the world or not? What do we say, Super D?
Well, I mean, I don't want to just bury my head in the sand, but, you know, listen, breathing is something everybody does, right? And we've covered air quality stories before, and I freaked out the last time we did this.
Because right, I remember.
Just like, what are we supposed to do?
Do you remember this?
Right? Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do?
Exactly.
What are we going to do?
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, but people don't want to know. They don't. I mean, ignorance is bliss here. We don't cover real stories. We don't talk about the real threats to their health. We want to talk about aliens, you know, transforming and transmogrifying. You know what? There's a lot of celebrities.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making up words. That is a word. But we'll...
Transmogrifying?
You look it up and get back to me later on that one, Super Dog.
I'm just okay.
Throwing some
That's my homework.
Here. Listen, right. We lost this guy the other day. We didn't talk about him.
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Arlie Ermey
yes, we did.
Passed away.
Yep.
Everybody spoke highly of him. You know, the one movie that wasn't a great movie, but he was a comic relief in? Saving Silverman. Did you ever see that one?
Long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. A Neil Diamond movie. Of course, it wasn't that good, but... The director liked Neil Diamond. He said, I'm going to do a movie. I'm going to get Neil Diamond in it. So, but, yeah, he's got – who else just passed away within the last day or so? It's like a lot of so-called famous people.
Harry Anderson from Night Court.
Oh, Night Court. That's right. He was like a sleight-of-hand magician as well.
No.
And was there anybody else? I just this.
Well, we had Art Bell.
Art Bell,
we
that's
had
right.
Harry Anderson, and then we had Arlie Ermey, and in hour two, we're going to talk about somebody else who, unfortunately, looks like is going to be going soon, which is Barbara Bush, wife
right.
of George Herbert
Walker Bush. Although,
yep.
if you realize what these people have done in their lifetime, I don't know that they should look forward to where they may be going. I know that's very insensitive, but that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a little bit of insensitivity. But seriously, it's like one of those times where you're like, man, people are deciding to check out suddenly, you know, and again, on the famous level, so it makes the news. If you don't want to be one of those people, then you got to be careful about what you're breathing. And that's where we start today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, I tried to hold off as long as I could, but the headline reads, more than 95% of the world's population breathe dangerous air, according to a major new study. And the question I have for you, Super Don, because you're out sort of in a cleaner area, relatively speaking, or do you see like vapor layers in the summer where you live?
Well, okay, so where I'm at in the Klamath Basin, because it's a basin, stuff does get trapped here. We do have air quality issues from time to time, especially in the winter when people are doing a lot of, wood stove type things going on.
Yeah. Well, the particulate issue. Now, if you live in a big city like a Los Angeles, New York, even Atlanta, where I grew up for a lot of years, you can see the haze, the color when you're landing. You got to go through a layer to land. And yes, it's better than in years past. I remember, LA was just like smog city. Now there can be some clear days out there. But if you realize how much you're breathing, some people have likened living in big cities, inner cities, to feel like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day over the years. And if you live there, what can you do? I mean, you can wear a mask, you can cut down on some level of inhaled particulate, but who wants to walk around in a mask all the time? And yes, of course, if you go to China, people that have gone to China, they see Beijing, smog city. But even if you're not, we're talking 95% of the world's population, according to this study. That means even when you think you're doing okay, you might not be. And so that's where you get into that doom and gloom scenario where people don't want to know. Would you rather not know? Well, not me. I would rather know. And of course, it's readily obvious to the naked eye. If you could see the air you're breathing, of course, Woody Allen famously said, "I don't trust any air that I can't see." breathing in. Of course, that was a crazy, neurotic New Yorker thing to say. Speaking of New York, we've got the 5th, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. We're going to be up there with Daryl Joffrey. We're securing the location hopefully soon, and we'll get you that information as well. But this only strengthens if it's an argument, I don't know. I think it's common sense to say, control for that which you have control over, right? If you live indoors, as most people do, how many toxic products do you have outgassing constantly? Or if you've handled that and now you're, using cleaner things, the limonene to clean, what about if you're using a stove to cook that is gas, right? You've got outgassing of carbon monoxide to some degree. Are you running that fan when you're running? I mean, these are simple strategies, true, but I think about this, and I say every little bit that you can control for is going to pay you dividends because there's a heck of a lot we can't control for. I'm not the one guy that says, well, stay indoors, don't go out, don't be afraid of everything. I say strategically you strengthen your body to withstand the things you occasionally are going to have to withstand. And so, they say the poor people are impacted the worst. Of course, if you can't escape it, if you're relying on cheap, subsidized, toxic materials or foods, it's very difficult. So what do we have to do strategically to strengthen ourselves? And if we don't, what might be the tragic outcome? And in this article out of The Guardian, referencing the peer-reviewed literature, they actually reference that young people are at risk now. Young people are at greater risk for something that you would think they wouldn't have to think about until they're 70, 80, or 90. And that's called Alzheimer's. That's right. There's a new study now finding that people living in cities with the higher air pollution, it's putting kids and young adults at risk for Alzheimer's, and they say suicide as well. This is out of the University of Montana. Ozone levels, particulate matters. See, the thing is, everything matters. It's not nothing matters, and what if it did? It does. But the question is, how do you want to live your life? How do you want to live later in life? Some people say, well, I want to live fast and die young. There are people that would do that. I've addressed this in people that have come to me with health issues. And I said, you need to clean up your environment, your diet, your lifestyle. Nah, I'm not going to do that. Okay, so those people are in for modern medicine until they're done. But the question is, do you look at, and Superdon, this may be a question for you, or maybe you can help me assess this as we look out at the world at large and say, my gosh, Robert is right again about all of these things. Not because I want to be right or I'm glad that. It's just like I had to come to this early at 24 to recognize these toxins were very real coming in through air, food, water, and that if I didn't counteract them, if they didn't detoxify the bioaccumulation, that at 24, with all the chronic ailments that I had, Superdon, it wasn't going to be me alive at 48. If I was, I was going to be wrecked with cancer, just like some of my elders in their 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Well, your situation's a little, that is what sets you on the path that you've been on, right?
Right.
And that's why you do what you do today. Mm-hmm. But it is not the norm. you know, most people, I'll speak for myself. At the age of 24, I probably was one of those people that was like, yeah, man, good rider, living the fast lane, all gas, no brakes, right? You know, yeah. Because, you know, a lot of the time when you're that young, you're kind of feeling like you're bulletproof, right?
Invincible,
you know,
yes.
Man, nothing bugs me, I'm good, you know, whatever. And it's not until we start getting to the age like we're at now where it's kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, boy, I guess I should have had a few more breaks, back in the day.
Is it a matter of better late than never, though? I would agree that it is.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
So whenever you get to that, let's say, conclusion, you see what's happening now. And to say that, you know, I was an anomaly or a new, I agree. I mean, back then there wasn't as many. But if we look at the generation since then, Super Don, would you agree that we've seen more chronic illness at younger and younger age?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it just makes sense because, we didn't know back then what we know now. Now we can look back at you know, if I put on my cape and be Captain Hindsight, I would say, we shouldn't have been using all of this, quote, revolutionary technology and all of these great new products and chemicals and all of these things that we introduced into, you know, our environment and our bodies.
And expecting no consequences.
Yeah. I mean, it was marketed and pushed really kind of in a lot of ways, and I'm not trying to play the victim, and I don't think anybody really should, but we should at least recognize that a lot of this stuff was pushed on people.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, here, you know, here's the fire retardants.
But we bought it. We wanted to buy it. Honestly. I mean,
sure.
Like, how these advancements, how cool. If you look back at the way our great-grandparents and beyond lived, you're like, dude, life is way easier, although some say, well, it's way more anxiety-ridden. And we'll get to that this hour as well. And as we talk about air pollution, the impact on the lungs, I'm going to talk heavily about COPD and lung maladies in the second hour. I just want to give you a sense because I don't want you to think, oh, they're talking about air pollution, they're not giving me any options, right? Well, we talk options all of the time here. And if you're young and you don't want Alzheimer's, what are you going to do? Well, clean up your environment that you have control over. That means the environment that is with you all the time. That's your body, what's in it. Get it cleaned up. Take in, you know, additional selenium from 100% whole food sources. If you look over my left shoulder, those of you watching on YouTube, you see Unlock the Power to Heal. That book, Ty Bolger and I did, it's got just about everything you'll need to navigate that future and change it. Why I wanted to get that out, why I'm grateful to Ty to this day for helping me put that out there, and why we do this show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, why I'm going to be in Atlanta at the Alive Expo, why I'm going to be in New York, why I'm going to be at Toronto for Total Health, and all the other events, Curaçao in August, to bring that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. We're going to talk about some of those solutions for lung health again next hour. But first up, we got a question of the day on silver coming up.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
We are totally just getting warmed up here. Just getting warmed up. There's so much Superdome has thrown into the mix today. I'm a little nervous about how we're going to get to cover it all. But we do also have some help. Trish Sheldon from GMO Free Florida is going to join us in the second hour. We're going to talk about the GMO mosquito issue. Our friend Mila, who passed away under some mysterious circumstances after going up to D.C. to deliver, I think, 200,000 signatures on the GMO mosquito issue. So we're going to talk about that, and March Against Monsanto, other things that are up and coming next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up. Thanks to Superdon. RobertScottBell.com. RobertScottBell.com. Those of you watching on YouTube, hi, how y'all doing? We're happening and having a good time with you, even on the breaks. Right now, broadcasting, of course, live through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Now, from time to time, y'all submit things to the website at robertscottbell.com, and from time to time, we actually pay attention to you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So let's see what that question of the day is coming from Patty. Patty is asking me, this is a wheelhouse question, Super Don. I can answer this with two hands tied by my back, you know, all that stuff, right? Blindfolded, whatever.
Half my brain tied behind my back.
Yes. Which is kind of gross if you think about it. I mean, it's just, that's like a Pulp Fiction kind of analogy. Yes. Russ should think about that. But anyway, please clarify the difference between ionic and colloidal silver as it relates to color, size of particle, taste, safety, and efficacy. I've always used natural immunogenics, but I'd like to know the difference between Sovereign Silver and Sunforce Health and Organics, who are advertising heavily. Thank you, Patty. Now, where are they advertising heavily? Are they advertising on this show? Because I often don't hear the commercials. I'm assuming if they say something like True Colloidal Silver, if it's Sunforce, it's like a private label of Mezzosilver. You know, I've had to address this over the years. Because there are those who say, oh, ionic silver is what you want to avoid. But I have to make a distinction here in terms of ionic silver. You can have ions that are bound into salts in the bottle that make it neutral. In other words, you have ions and they bind to salt. Okay, think about this, silver chloride. And now they're in a compounded form. And the reason those forms will work is due to dissociation. And then you have companies out there claiming that ions are not the way to take silver because they will bind with salt and then become neutralized. But the irony here is those who say that the only silver that you should take is like particulate, neutral silver, they don't realize that the only way that form of silver works is through dissociating ions, which are not going to be as functionally viable except through surface oxidation at very low levels. Now, Super Don, I've totally put everybody to sleep. See, this is the thing I was concerned about. I'm like, Mr. Science nerd cap is being worn right now. But I've got, I don't know another way to do this. How do I make this exciting, right?
Well, listen, Patty was asking some very specific questions, okay?
Okay, I'll go back to the specifics then. How about color? Yeah. Color, right?
Right.
Clear. You want clear. Why? Because if it's got a yellow or a grayish tint or, you know, it looks kind
pink.
Of dark or blackish.
I hear about pink every once in a while, too.
Yeah, that's more gold, but I'll get to that another time. But silver, if you can see color in the water that is claiming to be colloidal silver, the particles are so large that they're reflecting light that the human eye can detect. Therefore, it is inefficient. There's less surface area per area of water, and it's largely agglomerated, large neutral particles. Okay? That's not efficacious. It will work due to some level of dissociating ions. What I've said over the years, and it's true in all the peer-reviewed literature, 100-plus years of it, the active state of silver is the ion. Don't tell me it's not. It is, and you got no evidence to say, oh, it's not the ion. That's the only active state. Now, you don't want salts in the water because it's neutralizing it before it gets in there in the body. You want the active state of silver in the body to do its job. In terms of size, smaller is better. Nanoclusters like the Evan Sovereign Silver as a reservoir for additional ion activity, that's efficacious. Taste, mostly it's going to taste like water if it's pure and it's a low concentration, like a 10 ppm. The higher ppm, you may have sensitivity on your taste buds and you might have a metallic aftertaste. But in terms of functional efficacy, the ion is the only state that is functional within the body. And the hydrosol form contains the largest percentage, if you will, of total ion content with a small percentage of nanoclusters in reservoir. So don't be fooled by marketing that sounds really fancy saying, we're true and you're not. There's a lot more to it than saying words, claiming them as your own, and then making stuff up from there for marketing purposes. Patty, if I need to go deeper on it, just do a follow-up with me. Happy to always review this. You can go to hydrosolinfo.com, and there's a lot of explanation there from many, many years ago. How's your blood pressure? How's your anxiety? It's going to go up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, where do y'all want to go today? Too late, it's already been decided. Super Don is here in the ship. And we're heading into blood pressure territory. How's your blood pressure, Super D? You doing okay?
I think so.
You think
so? I don't know. I don't ever check these things. Dude, I never go to a doctor.
Well,
I hate hospitals and doctors. I only go when I look like the Elephant Man. That's it.
Right. That's true. You did the other day. Remember that?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
It's good to have the real Super D back, right, underneath all that elephant.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you're healthier because you don't go to doctors. I really believe that. The idea that you should just go just routinely. I know some people would argue that, hey, but you never know. You might miss something. Listen, I think there are many other ways you can figure stuff out, including, I'm going to say it, your dreams, your intuition, your gut. Something tells you that something's up. But there, you know, a lot of what the medical profession is about, not trusting your gut. It's about analyzing, you know, chemistry in your body and then determining, like with well, a PSA test, that, my gosh, you have prostate cancer, even though they're often wrong, or breast cancer diagnoses, all often wrong. How many times do you end up taking a treatment that is more likely to kill you than what they say you have that you may or may not even have? So, I know people say, oh, Robert, that's so irresponsible of you. Yeah, probably not in our audience. You think, Super D? I think a lot of people will go, you know, I've come to that same conclusion at this point, right? I'd rather go to somebody truly holistic and non-drug.
Yep. And, no, I think we're in good company here.
Mm-hmm. So blood pressure, though, is an issue. I don't know. I don't think I've ever suffered from high blood pressure. I've had orthostatic hypotension. I've used that term before. And that is if you're sitting down for a while or you're on the couch and you get up too fast and then you get dizzy and nearly pass out or fall down. That's like the blood pressure, you know, building it back up to drive it upwards to your brain when you've moved that much. It's not fast enough. And then you'll end up, whoa, and then you recombobulate shortly thereafter. But I actually had, when I was in college on the swim team at a certain point, and the workouts were insane. We were doing four to five hours of training a day in the water. I had, they call it preatrial tachycardia. I don't know if they still call it that. But it was just like, you know, the skipping, it was just like you're trying to keep up with the workouts. I think my body was going, I reject this. And, of course, at that time when I was training that hard, it was long before, still a few years before, I would learn anything about true natural health, healing, organic living, and that kind of thing. So I was on borrowed time, pushing my body well beyond its limits. But you see people like Michael Phelps with asthma, and they still are able to will themselves over it. So it's not that it's unprecedented to be able to be chronically ill and still push yourself to do things. But on the blood pressure issue, they keep changing the guidelines, like cholesterol. And their latest guidelines, which I think we've discussed, Super Don, they lower it. They lower the numbers. But it's interesting because this article about the lowering of the numbers, I don't know to laugh or what with this, but they're saying, you know, we're now concerned about the lowered numbers, not because they're right or wrong, but because it's going to make people more anxious about whether they're at risk for heart disease. I'm like, you guys came up with the numbers, then you lowered it, and now you're saying, well, we're upset at ourselves for doing it because people are going to become so anxious, they're going to end up in the numbers and then end up with heart disease. It's like, you get this? How many ways can the medical establishment make you more anxiety-ridden to drive you to disease on top of the anxiety that they give your body by giving you drugs for things that you don't have a deficiency for, right? FDA pharmaceuticals. So, JAMA Internal Medicine, this was published just recently, just the other day. 80% of those newly diagnosed. They say, recent recommendations to lower the threshold for diagnosing patients with high blood pressure are likely to harm up to 80% of those diagnosed. The recommendations are going to harm you, not the actual blood pressure. Am I reading this right?
They are, yeah. This is true. And this is why I really thought this was interesting. I mean, not that talking about blood pressure isn't important, but the angle on this I hadn't seen before. Because, you know, when they lowered the threshold, suddenly you had millions of people that suddenly that thought that they had good blood pressure. All of a sudden now, oh, shoot, dang, I've got high blood pressure now. Just, you know, in a matter of just a, you know, a snap of the fingers, now they've got high blood pressure. And so that anxiety, they're saying here in this article, that people are experiencing as a result of now having to face the fact that they've got high blood pressure is now going to cause health problems for them.
Well, remember the white coat syndrome? If you go
in for a blood pressure
check.
Absolutely.
And you're perfectly fine, but when the doctor is giving it to you, you're like, suddenly you've got elevated blood pressure. If you take the blood pressure like at one of those automated cuffs at a store, you're like, dude, my blood pressure's fine. You get nervous around the doctors. So, as I say, once again, your best bet is to avoid doctors. It reduces your anxiety and blood pressure immediately. But in terms of anxiety, what do we know, number one on the list right now in terms of supplements that will reduce anxiety? Supplements. And I'm holding it up right now for our YouTube crowd. You see it there, right? Don't you? It's CBD. It's cannabidiol. Now, in years past, when I deal with anxiety, of course, I have homeopathic remedies that address anxiety, anxiousness, nervousness, coffea cruda, interestingly enough, is a homeopathic remedy. It's not the coffee you drink necessarily, but a form of the coffee. And there are things like that that we could take. Passifloria, passion flower. Chamomile, right? There's valerian root, which is stinky and it can put an elephant to sleep. But valeriana, I mean, there's a lot of things that can be done before you resort to a drug. And more powerful than all of those, even homeopathics, and I say this as a homeopath, so don't get mad at me. If you really want to impact, try the CBD. And, of course, depending on what you need, you know, everybody's different. I can't give you the exact level you need. But in terms of taking away the anxiety, the anxiousness, one of the most profound tools we have in the natural world, we do have an endocannabinoid system. We do need cannabinoids, and the dog needs some right now.
Sorry.
So, and you can feed the dog CBD, by the way. It's helpful.
I've done it.
You have. You've told good stories about that. In fact, I'm going to check and maybe do it with the cat, if we have to take the cat anywhere. I'm not used to taking cats in cars, but eventually we might have to. So, there you go. But, you know, not to belabor the anxiousness with doctors and the story, which is sort of funny but sort of serious, too. Should I focus on the root causes of high blood pressure, the number of different things that can happen, and maybe some other remedies? What do you think?
Yeah, because, listen, high blood pressure is an issue for many, many people. It's probably somewhere pretty high up on the list of chronic conditions that people have. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, what is it that probably some of the main causes of it, and what can people do about it?
Okay, so... the risk, of course, of being hypertensive, having high blood pressure, leads to heart disease, stroke, all of these things that they talk about. But if we look at a number one primary cause, it's chronic low-level dehydration. Number one on my list, and that goes back to Dr. Batman Gelidge, Dr. Batman, Dr. B, who wrote Your Body's Many Cries for Water. Of course, we utilize purification technologies with Synergy Science, but we also add molecular hydrogen into the water to really supercharge all mineral activity. It has its own antioxidant properties because there is going to be discussion of oxidative stress, inflammation, as it associates with high blood pressure or elevated blood pressure to whatever level they say is concerning for you. So hydration, why? Because when there is a 1% drop from optimal, you can have as much as a 10% drop in metabolic efficiency throughout the body, every system, any system. And that includes, you think about where the blood has to be filled with water, liquid. If it is at all even a little bit more viscous, your heart, your vascular system is going to have to work harder pumping a more viscous liquid than a liquid. You know, more of a watery substance. It's going to be harder to do that. That's going to mean your blood pressure is going to have to go up. So hydration, number one on the list. Drink more water. I've got my Echo Water here. I just got some on the break. I'm going to take a quick sip here. Super Don, is that clear?
The water?
Yeah.
I can't see it.
Oh, you're not looking at it? No, it's filled with hydrogen bubbles.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I was just getting my computer. Oh, yes. I see it now. It is. Yes.
Good. Just want to confirm this. Just not me seeing it. So just like the colloidal silver we talked about last time, you want it to be clear, crystal clear. This idea, and by the way, I have a whole house filter. You can get them from Synergy Science now, too. But I've got a pre-filter on the water that's coming from the aquifers in Central Florida, and there's mud in the water. If you don't purify the water, I'm not even talking about now the chlorine. We're not fluoridated where you might be. But I'm telling you, you look at the pre-filter, you're like, holy tamale, they might throw a lot of chlorine in the water, but they're not filtering out the garbage sediment. What else is coming in with the mud, right? So clean your water, right? We talk about cleaning the air, clean the water, clean the EM fields. Now stress, electromagnetic radiation. You can't really recover when you're being bombarded with 4G, now 5G coming. So look to the key home technology as well as we advance in our understanding of things that cause stress to the body. We might not be aware of it, but that's another thing that can drive anxiety. But if we look at besides the viscosity of the blood, clearing the blood, making it more, you know, less viscous, more hydrated, if you will, we got to look at the vascular system itself. The connective tissue is dependent upon one mineral above all others, and that is silicon. Silica is the supplement. We talk about Alta Silica. So anybody that's concerned about vascular strength, elasticity, and integrity, where you talk about hardening of the arteries, even calcification. We have got to bring the silicon back in because we need supple, flexible, yet strong vascular system so that as this the liquid is pushed through it, we have less of the resistance associated with an elevation in blood pressure as well. Now, there can be other endocrine-disrupting compounds impacting adrenals. Thyroid, adrenal exhaustion can also result in higher blood pressure. But I'm going to some of the basic, simple things you can correct. And that is, again, number one, hydration. Again, clean the water. You know, we've got other issues to deal with in terms of minerals, silica being a critical, critical factor. Now, people with diabetes often have cardiovascular disease. They're on the way to congestive heart failure, which we'll talk about next hour a little bit. But the other thing here is chromium to address the blood sugar metabolism, because those that are not dealing with blood sugar adequately, insulin issues, pancreas issues, also impacts the blood and the blood flow, viscosity as such. And the inflammation within the arteries also can be countered by another mineral, selenium. Once again, the big three, all written about, thanks to my good buddy Chris Barr, not a doc, in Unlock the Power to Heal, which we're going to address next hour more intensely when we get into the COPD discussion. All right, hopefully that's helpful for y'all. You watching on YouTube, you can submit your questions on the break. Those of you not, go to robertscottbell.com, submit them there, or Facebook, The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, if I went too quickly on anything, particularly last segment on blood pressure issues, go to robertscottbell.com. The archives will be up really quickly thereafter the show ends on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. They're the first to put it up, GCNlive.com. Then you got iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio a couple of days later, and SoundCloud. And, of course, when we are able to do a live YouTube video stream, you have it up pretty quick as well. And we're going to expand on some of these health issues next hour. We just learned that Barbara Bush passed away at the age of 92. So, yep. You know, because we were planning on discussing her next hour. Obviously, it's not going to be about remedying her COPD at this point. She's beyond that. But the idea of, you know, points of discussion when these things happen, they come up, and we're going to cover them. So if you want to ask additional questions, you can go to robertscottbell.com or at tweet me, at RS Bell Media, or you can go to the RSB Show on Facebook. You'll find us there. There's also a fans page if y'all want to talk there. You know what I saw, Super D, before we get to the final segment story real quick? Neil Bortz, remember Neil Bortz, the mouth of the South? Libertarian-leaning talk show host, sure. George, all those years ago.
Quote libertarian, yes.
Yeah, he was doing a radio show for many years. He retired, and then he started doing like one of the subscription services. I saw where he's now going to do a, I don't know if it's going to be daily or whatever, but a show on Facebook Live of some kind.
Oh.
So I still think we need to expand somehow to be able to go to Facebook Live as well as YouTube, just in case, while we still have access to it.
Yeah, well, streaming on multiple platforms is something that people are doing. We just got to get caught up with the technology.
Right. We don't even have a market, so, okay, we'll get there next year.
It only took us 9 years to get 2,000 subscribers, right?
And it's not because I'm smoking weed, because I don't.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back. All right, this is going to upset moms and dads everywhere. But the headline reads, replacing alcohol with marijuana may prevent dementia. Hmm. You know, and some of you might, well, why would that upset me? Why would that upset me, mom, you know, as a mom or a dad? Now, I'm going to say this. My good buddy from Germany, who lived in England, who is now married to an American woman, has kids, and You know, I was over there in Colorado visiting with him, and, you know, he knew I was out there for a cannabis conference, although it was the non-THC. It was CBD and hemp stuff. And he doesn't really get that completely yet. He's just very concerned about the marijuana, right? He's really still on to that. And didn't even, I brought a couple of posters back for his kids. They had cannabis leaves on them. They were, you know, more scenery, kind of nice drawings. They weren't like promoting a drug culture, but man, he was just not there yet, Super Don, as a dad. And I, you know, I respect that. I get that. I'm like, no, no, really, this is not about that. But we're not all there. Now, on this question, you know, think about this, Mom and Dad. I'm asking you a question. If you had to say A or B, again, I know Kobayashi Maru, you're going to say, I'm not going to accept that. I want to go C, whatever that is. But A or B, if your kids were out binge drinking on the weekend or toking the marijuana, what would you rather have them do? Obviously, you'd say neither. I mean, I don't want them to do either. But the point is, it looks like more and more scientific validation on the fact that Not only is it safer than alcohol, but it can remedy the bad things that alcohol does to the brain. When we grew up, alcohol was the drug of choice for most, let's just say it, adolescents to young adult. You know, you have these drinking parties on the weekend. I was not into anything else but that. But we were all told your brain cells are going to die. And of course, it can be addictive. Obviously, drunk driving takes people out of the life chain very quickly as well. So I'm not advocating it. I'm not recommending it. But the point here is that, my gosh, they're acknowledging the role of cannabis and, as Super Don likes to say, marijuana.
Yes.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
It's marijuana. Say it right. It's
marijuana.
Yes. Marijuana. But basically that the cannabinoids in this plant, even if it's smoked, apparently are neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. So preventing Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Huntington's, all of that, or reversing it, or at the very least easing the intensity of it. Cannabis, no contest in terms of medicinal benefit, even for those who think they're using it recreationally. Apparently, they're still benefiting. Super D, I know, I'm going to get hate mail from moms and dads. I'm not saying that you have to go do it, smoke it. I don't personally, but the point is, that plant is a medicinal plant from creation, from the Creator. And yes, alcohol is in the Bible, too, I guess you could say. But which one is more dangerous? You guys get back to me on that. We'll be back talking COPD and Trish talking GMOs after the break, because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.